The traditional British fry-up can contain up to 150% of our daily sat fat allowance. And even with dietary alternatives being available, it remains a weekend favourite. I mean, there's nothing like a fry-up, is there? From loose women, Colleen Nolan, whose recent dietary changes have helped her lose so much weight and learn about saturated fats. Hello, Colleen.
Hello.
Now, I'm really interested in this, obviously, because I watch Loose Women. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
And I know how well you've done as well. You're just like the rest of us lasses. We do struggle sometimes.
We do, yes. And it all becomes very confusing.
How many grams of saturated fat are consumed by individuals?
Well, women are meant to be, you know, no more than 20 grams of fat. And actually, the survey has shown that we're going well above that. You know, I mean, two slices of toast with butter on in the morning and a cappuccino or something, and you're already up to 10 grams, you know, of saturated fats just in that one moment. But, you know, it is confusing. It's like you say as well, weekends is when it all goes to pot, isn't it? With fry-ups and things. But you can just make small changes that will make such a big difference.
What is the favourite food of our region and how many grams of sat fat does it typically contain?
Your region, oh, it's funny. Steak, chips and peas, apparently, is your region.
So when you first discovered, when you were enlightened by this, how did you feel? Did you feel guilty about all the years of just enjoying your food?
It wasn't that I felt guilty, it's just that I didn't know. You know, I thought a little bit of butter, well, actually, it used to be a lot of butter dripping, actually, on my toast. I think, well, I'd only, it's the only time I have it, really, during the day, so I never thought it was a problem, but obviously it is, and not just as far as, I mean, initially when I started it, it was for weight loss. But obviously looking more into it, it's health issues as well. You know, my husband's family have a history of heart disease and heart attacks. And so, you know, we don't use butter anymore. We use, you know, we use a lower margarine, which has got good fats in it. That's the thing. There's good and bad fats. But rather than get bogged down with what's good and what's bad, what I've tended to do is just go, OK, saturated fats are just not good.
So what are the main ones? Can you give us some examples?
Main ones of saturated fats?
Yeah.
Well, it's things like, you say, butter being the main one. And it's all, it's mainly kind of animal meat that has the most saturated fat in. So it's the white fat you can see, you know, on red meat or underneath poultry skin. And things like, you know, sausages, burgers, lard, obviously, and butter, as I've said. Anything deep fried. And fry up breakfast, of course, but it's not saying you can't have that sausage, bacon and egg. You can just grill it.
So, but we can make little changes as well, swaps, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. There's loads of swaps you can do, and you can visit the website for that, which is satfatnav.com, and that will give you so many options of food swaps that you can do, and also probably explain more to you about the good and the bad fats.
So the SatNav will guide us there, will it?
Yes, absolutely.
little joke there from the Sweeney.
It was very good. And took me a few seconds to grasp it because...
Well, you know...
Like you, I've only just got out of bed.
Now, how's it made a difference to you in your life, the weight loss? How has it made you feel?
Oh, the weight loss. Well, I mean, it's changed my life, really. I never thought I'd get to 43 and feel better than I did at 23. And possibly look, well, maybe not facially, but body-wise, you know, after three kids. I'm really happy with where I am, and it's definitely changed my life. It's given me more options in clothes, and my confidence level's just higher. And I don't have to be the butt of everyone's joke on Loose Women anymore.
You're not. We love you to bits. We do.
Thank you.
So when is your next Loose Woman?
I shall be on there again next Monday after my first dance on Dancing on Ice on Sunday.
And we're so looking forward to that.
I'm glad you are.
So, you svelte like, and when we watch this, are we going to be pretty amazed by Colleen Nolan?
What, on ice? Oh, you'll be, you will be amazed. And whatever happens, just vote. I do accept sympathy votes, gladly.
And will you have diamante-studded ice skate boots?
I wonder what you're going to say then. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I haven't actually asked for them, but if they want to give them to me.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. We will be watching, as we always do, Colleen.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on your weight loss.
Thank you.
And just to recap on that website for us lasses who want to get involved in that.
Indeed, it's satfatnav.com.
Colleen Nolan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You take care now.
Bye.
And if you ever want a Geordie comedian on that show to spice it up a bit.
Oh, we do. We could do with you on there, actually. I'll put a word in.
All right, I'll get on the train tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye.